Chapter 38. Once I was better. "You've seen better days," she finally says. This younger person in dungarees, a towel over her shoulder and face as smooth and clear as morning itself, standing there before me. How would she know a thing like that? But of course, she is right, or better said, days have seen me better, as this day that is dawning now hints at the promise of cheer. I see that at least. "True," I eventually reply. "You'd only have to check me out in Baroque Eros, or is it Eros Baroque?" Of course, a useless thing to say, as she has not been following my rambling thought, my spent reverie and reminiscing. In fact, she did not even exist when I had my moment of glory. "Well," I continue, "once I was better, it cannot be denied. You see, I adapt to circumstances, weather like wood, wear in like a shoe. One day you'll understand. This Baroque Eros, it was a magazine. I was in it, was part of a movement. I mean, I was in motion. I moved. I shook things, threw them in the air, watched them fall, watched them tumble down. I built things, too, out of stuff I found along the way. Flotsam, jetsam, and laggin. Do you know what that is?" "Really," she says with disinterest. "Oh, well." "Oh, well? What is that supposed to mean?" Then, as if to make up for this, she adds, "I'm on my way to the beach," turns and looks over shoulder in the direction of that marvellous thing. And off she goes. And off I follow, along the riverbed, which is dry, of course, our feet squeaking in the sand, a soothing sound, the silence between us soothing too. We turn a corner, and there it is, as it's always been, the sea, lolling and sighing, caressing the shore ever so tenderly. Aqua blue green, aquamarine, is that what they call it? Of course, the colour varies according to mood, and here, where all rivers end, this infinite bridge reaching out in all directions to a perfect horizontal line, this sometimes seething, roaring sea, swallowed within the whole of history. But look how calm it is today, so knowing and naive, this mirror into which we all love to peer, and we all do, as if we have inside us a similar thing, lapping on our own sweet shore, such affinity, poised, supine, glittering now, quivering and bristling, under the slightest touch. Even simply the inkling of that is enough, an insinuation. Is it whispering to me? Or is it me whispering to it? Here, all day I could sit, looking and listening, listening and whispering, both me and the sea, aqua blue green, aqua marine, like mesmerizing eyes.